season and purpose. I'm submitting brothers and sisters in my summaries. Ministers should learn to consult God and the prophet's message for this hour. My advice to you, my fellow brothers, do not ignore or neglect to consult the prophet's message, lest you be found giving your own interpretation, a different interpretation to what God has already revealed to him through the prophet of Malachi 4. Otherwise, you can get your own inspiration with a true anointing like David. Remember, Satan is very cunning. He is always a perverter of God's plans. Therefore, there is a need to be cautious, watchful, vigilant, and have a discerning attitude. I want you to write down Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. I want us to consider that scripture very well. I'm trying to hurry now. I built much of it, so I want you to see how to hurry quickly. And we go home. Matthew 10, 41, Jesus says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. How many of you have come across that? My question to you, brothers and sisters, what is a prophet's reward? The reason why I'm bringing this is just a question to you, beloved. To tell you like this, some have rejected Malachi 4:5 as fulfilled in the ministry and the life of Brother Branham. A man came to our church, a dear brother who has been the message for 10 years. And then I invited him to my house. He called himself an apostle. Then when he left, I escorted him in the evening. As after serving my wife, serving a meal with him. And we were enjoying, hey, God bless you, brother, God bless you. As I was escorting him to go, he told me, brothers, you know what? I have rejected the message. Branham is a false prophet. And it does not fulfill Malachi 4. I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah. I'm going to send you information. And true to his word, after 3 days, he sent me a website, which is on Facebook and so forth. And where those fellows, critics have come, that Brother Branham was a false prophet, it does not fulfill Malachi 4. And this message is false. And there is a pastor in the U.S. who has been the message for 33 years, but recently stood in the church and said, I am through with Branham and his message. How can somebody stand with me in this message for 33 years, friends, and then again say Branham is a false prophet? There is something I cannot tell you here because my voice is going around the world, but I've come so close to people, so close to me, so much that we ate the same plates, almost. And then comes and says, no, Branham is not Malachi 4. There is no such a thing, the bride. The word bride is not in the scriptures. There is no such a thing like rapture. This is not in the Bible. He said the church will go through tribulation period. There is no rapture. And he brought many, many things. Paying tithes is wrong. Branham taught that, but it's wrong. You get it? I don't know in Zambia, but in Uganda we're already fighting a battle. So friends, we need a balance. Keep yourself a balance. And I always tell my church there, to me the balance is this. The spoken word book or message of Brother Branham is a torchlight. Is a torchlight to the Bible. Who has got a spoken word book here? You have one? I always tell the congregation, my church, that please, especially the youth who have grown up in the homes of believers in the entire message, and they are not aware about this message. I tell them that this book is a true message of God through a prophet messenger of Malachi 4. It came in season. It is God's word in season and for a time, for an hour, for an age, and it has a purpose. And the purpose of it is Malachi 4 is to turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the apostolic father. Matthew 17, Jesus was asked that question. Why do the scribes say Elias must first come? He said, Elias will truly come and he will restore all things. Revelation 10:7 and others. I know some people don't believe Revelation 10:7 even. Praise the Lord. Those are challenges. But no problem, whatever we believe. But one thing we know, Branham fulfills Malachi 4:5. As a prophet messenger for Laodicea. Amen. Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, there are seven churches. Each church has an angel. Angel means messenger. And there are seven of them. And we believe we are in the last one, seven, which is Laodicea. And Laodicea had also an angel or a messenger. And we believe that that was a move of God in this generation to send that prophet with this message to call his bride. To call us out of denominations and bring us back to the word of God. It's the evening light message. It came in a season. It came in time. And it has a purpose. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why God's word comes in season. It is for season. It has a time. It has a purpose. Praise the Lord. And we must not forget it. Praise the Lord. So if that's the purpose, somebody told me, some of them say, now we don't even need it. I have a message for you, brother. In 1933, listen to me. When Brother Branham was baptizing the 17th person, you remember that incident? A light appeared in the sky. A star, and a voice said, as John the Baptist was sent for Aaron, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Your message. Did you hear? Not him, Branham, but your message shall for Aaron the second coming. Not the man, Branham, but his message is the one to for Aaron the second coming of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you something. You know, people like to go to extremes. But we need to be balanced, brothers. You can write this down. A message, a court trial. A court trial, 64-04-12. Paragraph 154 to 155. You read it yourself. Then, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. 65:02:19. Paragraph 153-154. The prophet said that he was told that your message shall forerun the second coming of Jesus into all the world. You read it. He adds the word into all the world. What is that? Evangelism. So evangelism will forerun the second coming of Jesus. Because we are no longer preaching Branham. And we must stop preaching Branham. We must preach Christ, the message. Jesus is the message of the hour. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He is the revelation of the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation. So we don't preach Branham. And you folks who went to the street and preached Branham, you are wrong. Because when God told him, your message shall forerun the second coming. But we are supposed to preach Christ the word. Amen. Amen. In our season. When Branham was here, he was a prophet of God. When God took him around, we have now the fivefold ministry stepping in. So we are in the season of the fivefold ministry. Are you following me? I'm summarizing. But the fivefold ministry, watch also. Before I come to the fivefold ministry, let's remember Malachi 4. You read us. He says, he was told, your message shall forerun the second coming of Jesus into all the world. Amen. Now I ask you a question. Has this message reached the whole world? Has it reached? A brother was telling me, was it today, that there are places in Zambia that have not yet even heard the message. Isn't it?
Yes.
There are still virgin areas where people have not even heard there is a message.
Right.
Are you following me?
Awesome.
If you argue with me, I have what Brother Gan told me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the Lord started dealing with me about evangelism, Brother Gan wrote something to me. He said, for them in Singapore, it's a small thing. And quickly, the whole thing is evangelized. But he said, for you in Africa, you still have opportunities for evangelism. Even Europe, there are some, you know, the way they are in America. Praise the Lord. But Africa, we still have a big opportunity to preach the gospel. Another pastor told me that, please don't quote me, I'm quoting another pastor. And I asked him, where is the quote? And he has not given me. But he was saying that Branham said that the last elect will come from Africa. But I'm here to say, brethren, if the message of Branham is the word for run, the second coming of Jesus, what does that mean? It means there is still a great commission for us. To preach the gospel to all the world. Amen, amen. Amen. Are you following me? We still have the fivefold ministry from 1965. Let me now talk about the fivefold ministry. We have had what we call the Morea reign, the former reign. In the book of Joel, in the book of Jeremiah, talks about the former reign and the what? The latter reign. And we are told that the former reign is comes from the Greek word or Hebrew word morea, which means teaching. You get it? So from 1965, after God took away the prophet, we have had what we call a teaching reign. Through the fivefold ministry of apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and what? Pastors. Are we together?
Amen.
But listen. What does the Bible say? How many things is that minister supposed to do? How many? How many? You know, we all emphasize perfecting the saints. But our precious Pastor Andrew warned us on the other day. We should not take one scripture and run away with it. Or a portion of it. I have seen a mistake we are making in the fivefold ministry. We overemphasize perfecting the saints and edification of the body of Christ. But we have left out, I don't know whether deliberately, what the Bible says, the work of ministry. There are three things. Can you check it? Now, what about the work of the ministry? Like now here, thank God, the ministers are perfecting us. We praise the Lord.
Amen.
We give him glory.
Amen.
We are being edified. We give him glory.
Amen.
What about the work of ministry? If you check the Scofield Bible, the work of ministry means service to God. The work of ministry is nothing but outreach work. Is, you see, look at it. Abraham says the book of Acts is Mark 16 what? Fulfilled. Oh, Mark 16 in action.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He said the book of Acts.
Yes.
Which the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles is Mark 16 in action. Listen, don't misunderstand me. It's not Ephesians 4:11 in action. But it is Mark 16 in action. And what is Mark 16? Mark 16 is the Great Commission.
Amen.
And the Great Commission was given to the apostles. I have heard apostles in the fivefold ministry say that my role is just to set order in the church. Brother, thank you for that. By the apostles of Jesus. You know the work, you know the meaning of apostle? Apostle is a missionary. Apostle is the one who sent. Sent with what? With the gospel. Are you aware that the book of Acts is by the apostles got the Holy Ghost and then they went to every city evangelizing? Paul came in, planted churches everywhere. Where is that minister today? Yet we say we have been restored to the book of Acts. That's why the Holy Spirit dealt with me that if the fivefold, these four ministries are united like this, with the apostles supporting them, they will win more souls to Christ.
Amen.
That's true.
God has a missionary plan, friends. That's why the Holy Spirit is not happy that message ministers and priests decided to neglect evangelism, which is the work of ministry. And yet the evangelism is the heartbeat of God. Okay, let's prove it. Paul said, for perfecting the saints, isn't it? Where did the saints come from? How did they reach the church? For you to perfect them. Who brought them here? It's evangelism. So there must be gathering, and then there must be nurturing. There must be a minister that is going out, gathering the last predestinated seed, and bring them in. Then when they are in, there is another minister here to perfect them, to teach them, to ground them, to establish them in the faith. So as we are here, we should appreciate the Lord. But our mind should be, what about one brother or sister outside there who also needs to hear the message and also come and enjoy these wonderful blessings? We should have a program for them. That's what we are talking about. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That God's word is in the season. Right? We have had a prophet with a message, and the message that God has taken the prophet, the message is in the hearts of the people, the bride. Amen.
Amen.
Now we have a fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. Amen.
Amen.
But now, we should have a strategy like this. You, the pastors, the prophets say, you have a soul-winning program. Raise evangelists in the church. and other missionaries, train them and support them and send them to the mission field. So that the other part of the work of ministry is also fulfilled. Amen. 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 Exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Exactly right.
Yes, sir.
The Lord dealt with me like this. I saw a school. With a principal. But he was poor in recruiting children to school. But the deputy teachers were struggling for positions to be a deputy and so forth. But they didn't have a plan to recruit, a strategy to recruit more children to school. And you know, many schools, headmasters, head teachers, they are given a responsibility to increase enrollment. Isn't it? A school must grow. We are talking about growth. Isn't that the theme of our meeting? Not only spiritually, but also physically. Praise the Lord. You read the book of Acts. The Bible says, and the church multiplied. God also loves growth of the church. As to grow physically, it must grow spiritually. I, Brother Matibe tried to do it, but he didn't have enough time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We must also grow physically. Growth is a natural thing. Praise the Lord. Then the interpretation God gave me is this. Today, many message churches, past ministers are struggling to be a pastor. Or at least associate. But they don't have a strategy of gathering. Bring souls today to the church. They want to struggle for this few who are in. And you find in one city 10, 15 churches in one locality. I went to a country I will not mention in Africa. They have a whole ground like this. A message church. And they all split from one church. Brother is sickness. May God help us. But I'm here to tell you, brethren, if we have a vision of gathering, Pastor Sam there. Sam, stand up and listen. Kindly. Sam. That Pastor Sam, that is his pastor seated there. Kimani. But because they got the view, the vision of evangelism, going out and gather lost souls, the Lord has honored their efforts. And many churches have been established. Now, Pastor Kimani told Pastor Brother Sam that, Brother Sam, here is a worker for you now. Now they have ordained him a pastor of that new outreach church. He has created a job for him. Very nicely. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Instead of struggling with the pastor, Kiman, now he's a pastor himself out of another church. Without struggle. Without breaking the church. Without causing confusion in the church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I believe, brethren, that it is our time for evangelism. I believe we are living in a season of evangelism.
Amen.
And it is the perfect will of God.
Amen.
We have done a good work for teaching. But God is moving. I want to alert you. Teaching, one challenge with teaching is it has also brought wrong doctrines and split us. Isn't it? Yeah, we must accept it. There have been two teachers, servants of God, we thank God for them. I mentioned one of them, who really was humble, sincere, and stayed in the word of God. And was not after money, was not after popularity. He was not even after becoming a successor to Branham. You know, that's another problem we have. People are saying, so and so is a successor to Brother Branham. Has brought confusion in the entire message movement. But we believe that after Branham, it is the Holy Ghost in the fivefold ministry. After Moses, Moses was succeeded by Elijah. In the message adoption, Branham said that our Joshua today is the Holy Ghost, Christ in the fivefold ministry. So Brother Branham handed the church to the Lord himself in the form of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And through the fivefold ministry, the bride is being perfected.
Amen.
And we should give thanks to the Lord for that. Let's give them a mighty. But, saints, another challenge of teaching is that it concentrates the food in one place. And there is no distribution of it to others who need it. That means that now that we are going to get the message today here until Sunday, okay? Let us have a work plan of how we are going to distribute what we have had to those who need it. There is somebody outside there, a predestined seed of God, who needs to hear this message. And we should feel for that brother. Feel for that lost sister, lost brother. That is what I believe is the season we are living in. And David woke up when the man died. And I'm saying, brethren, wake up. Me, I believe we are moving closer to the rapture. We should have discernment like this. Especially for us. Today you know where to place Brother Branham, isn't it? Without throwing him away, you know where to put him. Isn't it? But we have moved on to the fivefold ministry. Right? Right? It's another season. It's another time. But I want to let you know, we are not going to talk about perfection all the time. Are we?
No.
Are we?
No.
We are not going to talk about perfecting the saints, restoration all the time. Because you know what? 1 Thessalonians 4, the Lord will descend with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, then with a trump. Isn't it? Now, when God moves to the trump, and you are still saying, perfecting the bride, perfecting the bride, and you are not able to discern the next move of God. At least for us who are here, we believe there is another ministry after the fivefold ministry. Is that right? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? But I'm challenging you, brethren. The our God will bring that message, which is supposed to ask us for the rapture. Shall we have spiritual discernment? Shall we have spiritual discernment like this? That, we are living in a transition period. God has moved from restoration of Malachi 4 to perfection of Malachi Ephesians 4 to the trumpet now. To the rapturing phase. It can only happen if we have spiritual discernment. And we are all the time listening to the voice of the Lord. But I'm afraid many message believers, churches have spiritually died. And they have slumbered. You get it? And we need to be awakened. That the season of God to get the last elect in is here. You have done a good work, brother, teaching. God is not saying you have done a good work. But God is saying they are last elect outside. Let's go for them. So that he comes and takes us home. That's the program of God. Is that difficult for us to get it? You see, when you read that message, doing God a service, Branham said there are five masks. Five masks. That we must get. One. No, just forgive me this. That it must be written by the word. It must be in season. Meaning appropriate or appointed time. Or the right time for it. It must be according to the purpose of God, or the will of God, or the plan of God. And then it must come to the man, or to the man chosen by God. Those 5 months, we must get them very well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For Malachi 4, one man, runner, isn't it? In time, in season. Ephesians 4, 11, 5. But are we able to recognize them? Have we recognized the two apostles? Have we recognized the two evangelists? The two pastors? The two prophets? The two teachers? Have we recognized them? At least we have recognized one here. Another one there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. But we must also recognize, praise the Lord, the people God is calling out, evangelists, missionaries, to take the gospel outside. And we should be ready to support them. Branham said that if you cannot go, then support the one willing to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church, I don't know. I feel you need to get it very well. That God's word is for a season and it's for a purpose. So the evangelism of this hour, the purpose is to get the predestinated seeds. It is not to evangelize the entire world. Remember what Jesus said. Go and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be what? Shall be saved. He who does not believe will be what? Condemned. So those are the two reasons why we should preach or evangelize. For salvation or predestined seeds, that God himself has ordained to receive the message. God knows we are there. Where the last elect will come from, Africa, anywhere, but the last elect must come in. Jesus will not come for a rapture unless the last elect comes in. May I tell you like this? Rapture is not going to happen tonight. If you are saying it's going to happen tonight, forget it. I doubt very much where it will happen this year. Praise the Lord. Because God's word is for a season, for a time. So God's program now is, let's get the last elect. If you stay put, that's it. Forget about rapture. You wait, keep waiting. God is not going anywhere. God is in eternity. Praise the Lord. If you don't want to get there, you keep suffering on the earth. God will remain God. He is waiting for you in eternity. He is not in a hurry. God is not going anywhere. It's you and me who need to go to heaven. God doesn't need to go to heaven. He already is in heaven. And he's telling us, wake up. This is the season for evangelism. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Oh, give a mighty clap to Jesus. Give a mighty clap to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right. I want to let you go home now. These African people want to go to home. But to confirm the title of our pastor appearing, permit me to read only one scripture for you. Mark 4, 26, 28. The rest we shall leave. To confirm what this theme he has given us. Mark 4, 26, then we go. I wish I was here for a week for you. I would have taken my time. And they break it, then you go, come back. But this is the only time I'm here. And I will be returning to my country. There's a brother who said, you keep on bringing to us, so I'm getting the anointing on that point. Mark 4, verse 29. Now listen Beloved, 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 if you are sleeping, tell your body, hey, wake up, wake up. Mark 4:29. Let's begin from verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast his seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day. The seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the what? The full corn in the what? In the ear. Verse 29. But when the fruit is brought forth, what happens? Immediately he puts in the what? The sickle. Because what? The harvest has come. Amen. 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 We are going to close on that. Growth of the body of Christ to the fullness of Jesus. We must know this. The word is a seed. Right? The word of God is a seed. Jesus says, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the what? Into the ground. And the seed must grow, isn't it? And this time, as a farmer, the seed is growing. The farmer is unconscious of the growth. It brings first the what? The blades, isn't it? You know that in the history of reformations and all that. Then the ear. After that, the full what? Full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately puts in the what? The sickle. Because the harvest has what? Has come. So you see that as the seed grows, it must reach ripening time. It must reach harvest time. And as it reaches harvest time, the first thing the farmer does is to get the sickle. What are the sickles used for? You, the farmers in Zambia and Zimbabwe, it's for what? For harvesting, isn't it? Brother Bam said that the sickles are tools for harvest. And the tools for harvest are those servants of God who feel a call for the ministry. Amen. Amen. So I'm here to tell you now, I believe the season we are in, we are now, it has reached maturity now. It's now the corn is full here, and the fruit is now on top. The sunshine is shining. The crop is ripening. The garden, the field is ripe. The garden, the field is ripe for harvest. Jesus said, open your eyes. Look to the field, for it is ripe for harvest.
Amen.
That harvesting program is called evangelism. And the sickles are evangelists, are missionaries that you should now be raising. For the harvest has come. For the harvest has come. We are now in the latter rain. Remember, there is always a transition. From, I don't know how many periods do you have. You have summer, do you have winter, do you have whatever, isn't it?
Yes.
Spring, yeah. Autumn. So the blending of one season to the other is not abrupt, but it's a transition. When there is a rain season and a hot season coming, it does not just go bam. No. It is slowly. It will keep on showering till one day the last drop of rain. Then it is a nail hit. Then we say, now it is hot. It is summer. Isn't it? So the seasons are not very sharply defined, but they are transitioning. And a farmer who has a discernment should learn that transition and have a strategy of survival. Amen, 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 amen. And when the rain season, a farmer with discernment, he goes to make the fallow ground. He knows the rain is coming. And when before the rain comes, there will be clouds in the sky. Is that it? And when the clouds are in the sky, you must have discernment that the season of rain is at hand. And in most cases, when the rain starts, it will start with a fast drop. Boom! It will not just come. Wow! It will do boom! 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 You get it? Then it will go up and disappear for something. Then again it will come and it will go up. Then finally it will come, a big one. So I'm here to tell you, the revival of the bride is at hand. The prophet said it. Prophet Abraham said this. A true revival is not necessarily to go and get lost souls, but it's to revive the ones you have gotten. So it is you and me who need a revival. Because the leg understands it. If you go to the leg, there are waves every day. Isn't it? Those waves, they bring that out. And the leg remains clean. So the reason why we need a revival is to clean the dirt of unbelief, which is still in us, in the bride. We need it. Praise the Lord. And once we get that revival, a revival and evangelism is like husband and wife. The moment you are on fire, you feel like telling somebody else. That's what happened in the book of Acts. So the purpose of true revival is for us to go out to bring lost souls to Christ. Not just to enjoy ourselves and speak in tongues. The pastor has already told us about it. I heard her say that we need a revival, but what purpose? For what purpose? Is it just for us to enjoy and speak in tongues? The reason why you need a revival here is because there are souls outside. We need to be encouraged. We need to grow in the love of the Lord. Because the Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As the pastor was preaching the love of God, that love of God is not for you to keep it for yourself. You are supposed to express it outside and testify. Somebody told me that, sisters, where are you going? Now watch. Sisters, you may not go to preach. But the brother Branham say like this, if you cannot go to preach, save some money, put it in the mission bag, and the pastor will use it to send evangelists to the mission field.
Amen.
The souls which are won by that evangelist, they are also your crowd in the other side. So in a way, you have also gone by supporting. Do you know why evangelists decided not to go to preach? Because the pastors collected all the tithes. And the church was not having a program to support them. They stopped preaching. You get it? So the only way to make evangelists move is let us support him. That's it. And the time to do it is now. If you have read that parable of Jesus, I am saying God's word, God's season, it is God's season, it's God's will, it's God's program for evangelism now. And the first drop of the rain has started. It has already started. God kick-started it by giving us a strategy of evangelism that works, which God gave our precious brother Andrew and his team to publish. Praise the Lord. That's the first drops of the rain. Praise the Lord. So it is the season for us to do the third part of Ephesians 4:11-12. We have done perfecting, very good. We have done edifying, very good. And I say, let's continue. Let perfection continue. Because perfection means growing to maturity. Let edification continue. Let daily devotion continue. Praise the Lord. But somehow we must tell our friends, even you are hearing the television, daily devotion, daily devotion platform, wherever you are hearing me, that God's word for evangelism must come. God is looking for sickles because the fruit is ripe. The harvest has come. So let us wake up. Praise the Lord. If you are here an evangelist, please get moving. The beauty when God is on the scene is this. If God is on the scene, God is obligated to take care of you. God is obligated to take care of the needs. When Branham was on the earth preaching, nobody could touch him because it was the season of God. And he was the right man in the right hands. Now the fivefold ministry is on the move. I believe you brothers can testify. You have fought many battles, but you have seen the hand of God. We have had the testimony of our pastor. The devil was trying to take his life, but he has the heart of God, evangelism. And the Bible says the harvest is big. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he sends more what? More laborers to the field. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some of you, instead of being worried of dying, you just know about the program of God of evangelism. Praise the Lord. Say, Lord, you give me good health, I will go to the field. And I believe God will give you good health because your motive is right. Praise the Lord. We are in a season that God is looking for people, tools to use to do the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Because perfection is getting to an end. Edification of the body is getting to an end. Seven standards are ready for their voices. Praise the Lord. Are you following me, church? But will you recognize anyway? If you cannot recognize the move of evangelism, how will you recognize the next one? If you cannot recognize Malachi 4, how will they see Malachi, Ephesians 4:11? If they cannot recognize Ephesians 4:11, how will you recognize the next move? You get it? Because God's word is for season and for time. And you must move with God. When God moves, move with him. When God moves, move with him. Otherwise, you'll be left behind. When you leave behind, you'll die spiritually. I pray with that guidance and the grace of the Lord. May the Lord bless you tonight, my precious brothers and sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you love him? How many of you love him? Stand up on your feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before I hand this pulpit to the pastor, I want us to offer one prayer together. And it's a request of the Lord. Matthew 9:37. Put it there. We are going to pray together. Is the Lord requested us to pray that prayer? And as he's putting that prayer point there, it was Charles Finney, a great evangelist in America, in some centuries back. He taught on that scripture. And I liked the way he put it. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are what? A few. Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Yes, Lord.
The next verse there. The next verse. Pray ye. Let us read it together. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Is that right?
Amen.
The fruit is on top of the tree. The bride, the church has grown unto maturity. But as the fruit is on top, the farmer gets the sickle because the harvest has come. The harvest has come. The harvest has come. Praise the Lord. Every pastor you see hearing me, when you go home, if you don't have a soul winning program in your church, you have a problem with God. Any church which doesn't have a heart to win souls has a problem with God. Jesus died. He gave his life on the cross. The Bible says he gave his soul as an offering for sin. So soul winning is in the heartbeat of God. What killed Jesus was sins for a soul on the cross of Calvary. So if we don't feel of getting a soul, there is a problem. We must have passion and burden for lost souls. That's what brought Jesus on the earth. And if we have him in our hearts, then we should have the same burden. Everyone. Brother Bram said that everyone is obligated to be a missionary. Everyone. It's not only for pastor. Every one of us. Sister, even if you don't go, can't you just pray? Can't you just be praying? We have Brother Zinsima here. They are going to Rufunza. They are going to Chatama. What are you? Are you helping them? Are you buying them shoes? Are you taking care of their families?
Yes, Lord.
He's in the field. He has a wife. He has kids to go to school. So we need to support him. We need to support evangelists. That's the challenge we have in the time message. He said we are struggling to be associate pastors of small churches when the field is wide open. Can we be like John Wesley, who said that the world is my parish? You get it. Zambia is a big country. I'm sure some parts they have not heard the message of God. Can we turn this church to be what we call an area of operation? Let's turn this church as an area of operation for the gospel. Praise the Lord. And have a world vision program. Already through Pastor Andrew, we are already reaching the world through daily devotion. So maybe, I don't know, Pastor, what you had that program, perhaps at the end of the month, you would have like a prayer request dropped in the daily devotion. Prayer request for laborers. As we're encouraging them, as we're encouraging the weak ones and so forth, we should also encourage them to pray for laborers. We put somewhere in the daily devotion also. So that let them know that we also care. As we care for them who have come in, we should care more for those who are also on their way, who are outside. They will need Christ more than them. So let's also find a means to reach them. So I want us to take this prayer point. It's the Lord himself. He says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers to his what? To his harvest. God's word is for season, and it is for purpose. Somebody might misunderstand me. In evangelism, we are not going for Hollywood evangelism. We are making a difference with Pentecostals who just want numbers for money for that. That is already a wrong motive. But our motive is to get the last predestinated seeds. That's why our motto is one more soul. We work till Jesus comes. Even if we get just one soul, Branham said one soul is worth 10,000 worlds. Just one soul. He and Lusaka, if you just get one soul. And may I say, if you are here and you have had missions here and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, come here. Come. If you are not baptized in the name of Jesus, come here. Stand upon your feet. Come here. If you are burdened with sin and you are, come here. So if you can just get one soul, Jesus will not come in the rapture until that one soul comes. Evangelists, if you are here, you have been seated, wake up. If you say, Brother Charles, who will take care of me? It is God's time to take care of you. It is the season. It's the time. Don't worry about money. The Lord is able to take care of you. Just give your life for the service of the Lord. Take the responsibility, move. Get into action. And you will see what God will do for you. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. I don't have time to give you testimonies, church. But the Lord put it in my heart like this. As long as I'm engaged in the mission of saving souls, food will not lack on my table. And I'm here to tell you, God is faithful. God, food does not lack on my table. God will bless this church. God will bless you. Because evangelism is expensive. God knows about it. But he has the silver and the gold. Amen. 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 Is that amen? Is that amen? He told Peter, go to the sea. The first fish you get, open the mouth, you will get silver there. That is evangelism. Evangelism is the answer to your financial needs. That's it. Praise the Lord. Go for it. God will take care of money. You will get a fish. You will get a fish that will have a vision to support your ministry. Can we raise our hands to the Lord and let us lift our voices and pray this prayer. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that will send laborers to the harvest. Finesse it before you can say, Lord, send others. Say, Lord, send me.
Lord, send me.
Get it? Have the mind and say, Lord, I'm here. If there is nobody willing to come here, use me.
Hey.
Sisters, even as intercessors,
yes,
you can say, Lord, use me as an intercessor. Hey. Bless the work of my hands. I will support your work. Can we talk to the Lord? Lift your voices to the Lord. 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 Lift your voices. Lift your voices. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Sorry, I'm not looking at them. Lift your voices. Lift your voices to the Lord. Lift your voice. Lift your voices to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice.